The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man, here to answer your questions and talk to you about not a very sexy subject, insurance. So there's a lot going on. We had a rather eventful weekend. We had a couple of nuts and crazies do a lot of bad things. Thankfully, they have been caught and they're behind bars at the moment, and hopefully they will stay behind bars for a very long time. Our thoughts and well wishes go out to those who have been harmed and killed by these crazies. health insurance. Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act begins in 2 days. That's on November 1st. The subsidized rates will be published, and quotes can start being generated for the 2019 health plan year. A lot of new and interesting things. The plans have changed a little bit, as they do every year, although they have changed less this time around than they have ever before. Have seen some rate reductions, and we have seen some rate increases right now in certain areas. So we're looking forward to see where the rates are here on November 1st for most of the subsidized plans. The numbers here at the radio station, 222-TALK and 222-8255. So if you've got a question, concern, comment, don't hesitate. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call. So getting back to health insurance. So a lot's going on. The subsidized rates are going to be coming out November 1st. Don't try to do this alone. I always like to say, seek out professional assistance and help when you're evaluating your healthcare plan or choosing one. There's a lot of choices out there, and it's easy to get confused and choose the wrong plan for the year and then be hating life because it's not covering what you thought it was going to cover. So just remember, when you get sick, you go to a doctor. When your car has a problem, you find a mechanic. When you have an electrical problem at your house, you call an electrician or a plumber if it's a plumbing issue. So you reach out to those experts to fix those things. Reach out to a professional in the health insurance market who can help you evaluate your health insurance and help you pick and choose the right plan for the upcoming year. excuse me. If you need to reach out to me to help you with that evaluation, you can always call the radio program here again at 222-TALK. And my producer, Brian, can, if you don't want to get on the air with me, my producer, Brian, will be more than happy to jot down your name and number, and I'll call you after the show. Or you can reach out to me using the radio show's Facebook page, which is, if you just go to Facebook and you search for Insurance Hour. That's Insurance Hour. You'll pull up my Facebook page for the radio program, and my phone number and email address is available to you there if you want to reach out to me privately. So again, health insurance. You know, there's a lot of ways to get health insurance. There's high deductible plans. There's plans that are kind of a cross or a blend. High deductible for catastrophic purposes, but still some copays to go to the primary care doctor or the specialist. Maybe some copays for medications, maybe not. There could be an independent deductible for medications. Or it could just be a one deductible for both medical and medications. So there's, like I said, there's a lot of things out there on the in the insurance world. They can make the plans confusing. They can get you confused very easily. So again, find a health insurance agent or broker that can help you evaluate your plan and help you choose a new plan if that's the best thing that'll happen, if that's the best thing that you need to do. Again, there's a lot that's going on. A lot of changes in the insurance industry too. Of course, our government's still talking about repeal and replace. And we'll see what happens after November 6th with the midterm election. And we'll see whether anybody in our government has any intestinal fortitude to make a decision one way or the other, or whether they'll just kick that can down the road as they like to do. Life insurance. Life insurance is an important feature in everybody's life. You should have some. Even if you're retired, you should have at least one times your net worth in life insurance to cover any unforeseen circumstances. Life insurance is also the number one way to pass wealth on to future generations. So if you have children and grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, I want them to have a wealthier life than I had, life insurance is the one way that you can accomplish that. And you might ask, well, how is that? Why is that? Well, the why is you're buying pennies for dollars, or you're buying dollars for pennies. I think that would be, you're buying dollars for pennies. So think of it this way. You want to pass $1 million on to your son or your daughter. Well, $1 million policy might only run you, $200-$300 a month. That being the case, you have $1 million. You might pay on it for 10 years. So you're looking at maybe $24,000 or so in premiums. But when you pass away, your children or your child gets $1 million. So for the price of a few pennies, you're giving away a lot of dollars. Maybe you don't want to leave money to your children. Maybe they've got some good careers, and money's not something that you need to be concerned with. Maybe you have a church you love going to. Buying a life insurance policy and making your church or a charity that you like donating your time or you like donating money to. Sometimes that's a way of leaving a legacy for a charity or a religious institution that you enjoy. You buy a life insurance policy and you make them the beneficiary. It's a nice way of being remembered by an organization. Maybe you want to have a legacy in your community. Maybe you want to set up something where, there's a park in your neighborhood, and you want to make sure that park is always well maintained. You can always reach out to the city. You can always set up a charitable trust. You can have that charitable trust funded by a life insurance policy, and you can give access to that money to the city or the county or whoever you want to help maintain a city park. So there's a lot of things you can do with life insurance. You can leave legacies. You can set up maybe you love your profession. Maybe you're a CPA, a doctor, an insurance agent. You can set up a charitable trust where you're helping people get into that particular that field of study or that career path. So you can set up a life insurance charitable trust, and that money, when you pass away, funds the trust and provides scholarships. I hear the music. All right, we're going to take a short break. It's a Profit Center break, and then we'll be back on the air.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Bogers Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan the Insurance Man. We're back on the air. We kind of talked about life insurance and what you could do with it. I want to move on to something that that's near and dear to me, and that's boats. If you own a boat, I want to give you some tips about the type of coverage you should be looking for boats. It is important, you know. Boats are expensive. A lot can happen to them, and you want to make sure that you've got proper coverage. So when it comes to boat insurance, you want to make sure that you have you have total loss replacement on your and an agreed value settlement. So what that means is if the boat costs you $100,000 to buy, you want to make sure that the insurance policy is going to cover that $100,000 and make you whole if something should happen to the boat, like it sinks. If the boat gets wrecked, you know, sometimes the other person that's driving another boat is a little bit inebriated. They they zig when they should have zagged. And they can hit your boat. They can force you to run aground, cause damage. So you want the wreck to be able to be removed and paid for by the policy, because that can be expensive. If it leaks gasoline into the water, you know, you might have to do. You want some pollution liability in the event you have a larger boat and it leaks something into the water that's not supposed to be there. You want water sports liability, especially if you like skiing, or God forbid, you know, somebody who is skiing falls underneath, in front of you at an inopportune moment and you're not able to get out of the way in time. Make sure that you have trip interruption expenses. Sometimes you want to go vacation on your boat. I actually have a client, her husband and her retired early, and every year they get on their sailboat and they sail down to the Bahamas and to the Eastern Caribbean, and they tool around the islands there over the summer, and then they sail back here to Florida, and they dock the boat, and They store it over the winter, and then they're back out out into the Caribbean again, sailing around and enjoying the small private tropical islands that they can run into, and they stop off at some ports along the way to refuel and resupply. So if you're doing that, you might have to fly back because of a medical emergency, or something might happen and the boat breaks down, and your trip is interrupted. You want to have the insurance policy be able to get you back home. Another thing that's important, that's near and dear to me, is diminishing deductibles. So you want to make sure that your deductible diminishes year after year. It's a great rider to put on a boat policy. Lifetime depreciation waiver. Your boat depreciates every year. You do not want that depreciation to affect you in any way. So you want to make sure that you can get a depreciation waiver. Boat lift coverage, hurricane haulout. Maybe you're tooling around in the Caribbean, a hurricane comes in and you can't get away in time. You may want to hire somebody to pull the boat out of the water and actually haul it back to a safer port, because you don't want to be out in the ocean and possibly not make it back to a safe port before the hurricane arrives or comes across your pass. Loss forgiveness, that's another thing. If something happens, you want loss forgiveness from the insurance company to help keep your premium rates low. You want a company that has a good claims history, and you want a company that gives you good flexible payment options. Of course, the least expensive way to pay for the boat insurance is to do a single one-time payment, and you also want it to provide you discounts, especially if you're going to store it over the winter months. You don't want to pay. You want some discounted rates for the 4 or 5 months that you're going to have the boat in a dry dock situation. There's several companies out there that I think have a lot of some good features on the boats. And then you also want a company that's also going to cover the boat for your value. There's a lot of companies out there. They'll do a $500,000 without any problem. And if you have a more expensive, they tend to look at that from an underwriting perspective. So most companies will write at least $500,000 without any question. And then anything over $500,000 tends to take an underwriter to look at the boat and look at what you're trying to insure and make sure that the value is actually there for the boat. Any questions on that, feel free to give me a call, 222-TALK, and that's 222-8255. If you have any other questions on that, like I said, reach out to me. Commercial, if you're a business owner and you have vehicles, commercial auto insurance, that's important to you. Maybe you own a food truck. Maybe you have some utility vans or a box truck. Maybe you have a 2x4 or a 4x4 pickup truck that you use to haul a trailer that has work equipment on it. Very important that your commercial auto policy provides the necessary coverages that you need. Some good liability, and other types of cover again, and the other types of coverages from a commercial standpoint, that kind of segues a little bit into like people who drive for Uber or Lyft, or even like Grubhub or other companies that deliver food services, when it comes to like Uber and Lyft, you need to make sure that your insurance has what's known as rideshare coverage, or that the insurance company will insure you under a rideshare policy. And it's going to cost more than traditional auto insurance, but you are better protected, especially when you're using your personal auto from a, uh, from that type of usage. If you get into an accident and you have somebody in your car and you do not have rideshare insurance, the insurance company can and probably will deny the claim if the accident is your fault. And the reason for that is that you're not supposed to be using your personal vehicle for work purposes beyond an occasional usage. So you want to make sure that you have the proper insurance on your vehicle. Again, it will cost a little bit more than a traditional auto policy, but the protection is well worth it. Again, if somebody is hurt, if you're hauling somebody around because you're an Uber or a Lyft driver and the accident is your fault and your passenger is injured and you do not have the rideshare coverage, the likelihood is that your insurance company is going to find out that you are misusing your auto policy. They're going to deny your claim, and the person that you were driving around is going to find a good attorney, and that good attorney is going to sue you for whatever assets they can get to pay the medical bills and expenses for the person that you were driving around. So again, ride share. Remember that term, ride share. You should reach out and make sure that your policy is one that's going to work with rideshare. A good umbrella policy is good to have as well. Now, commercial, again, if you're driving for Uber or Lyft, you put your coverages on your vehicle, and then I would also recommend that you look into a commercial umbrella policy to cover anything that might happen that the auto insurance policy does not cover. And again, you've got to make sure you have the right coverages in place, because a personal umbrella policy will not necessarily cover. If the underlying auto policy doesn't cover anything, the umbrella policy will not cover anything either, unless it's written into the umbrella contract that it will cover regardless of whether the auto policy covers or not. So a couple of things as far as that goes. Auto, again, very important. And if you're driving around, please make sure you have uninsured motorist. Don't waive uninsured motorist. It's not a good thing to do. Yes, it can save you some money, and yes, I know that's the argument most people think of. Well, it can cost a lot, and I have health insurance, so why do I need uninsured motorist? Well, you know, uninsured motorist protects you when the other driver who's at fault in the accident doesn't have any insurance or they don't have enough insurance. So uninsured motorist will pay you to stay out of work while you're recovering. It will pay you for pain and suffering if the other guy is uninsured or underinsured. So that's what protects you in the event of an accident. So it also protects your passengers in the event of an accident. So it's really important. Don't lightly just say I don't want or I don't need uninsured motorist. I want you to think of it this way. Your liability insurance that protects the other driver if you're at fault in the accident. Uninsured motorist protects you from the other driver not having enough insurance. And I got to tell you, I do a lot of auto quotes, and the number of people who are driving underinsured is immense. We're going to go into that a little bit more. I hear the music. Feel free to call in 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Notorious Boston gangster James White Bulger has died in federal custody. His death comes nearly 5 years after he was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He had led a largely Irish mob that ran loan sharking, gambling, and drug rackets. He became one of the nation's most wanted fugitives after he fled Boston back in 1994. More voters are said to be mailing in their ballots or handing them in at drop-off locations rather than voting in a booth on Election Day. That trend said to be accompanied by rising concerns about whether those ballots will be counted. Voting rights activists want county election officials to notify voters if their ballot has been rejected for any reason. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well right now. It's up by about 147 points. The NASDAQ up by 12. The S&P 500 up by 10. More details at srnnews.com.
For answers to all your insurance questions, tune in to WBOB every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all your insurance needs. Hi, this is Dan Tuckman, and I've been helping people like you and making sure you're covered when life happens. If you have an insurance question, I'll help you find the answer. Life, health, auto, business, you name it. We'll even talk about claims. Don't miss Dan Tuckman, the Insurance Man, with me, Dan Tuckman, this and every Tuesday from 2 till 3 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Whether it's lunch or dinner, on the go, or if you want to dine in, Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is for you. Hangar Bay is open 7 days a week for lunch or dinner and is famous for their Japanese ramen. A regular ramen bowl with two pieces of chicken and drink starts at just $13. In the mood for something traditional? Hangar Bay has fried chicken better than your mama's. Hangar Bay made the list of the best fried chicken in all 50 states based on Yelp data. Seafood like shrimp and fish with grits, and sandwiches that are unique, like bourbon teriyaki pulled pork, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay is a veteran-owned restaurant with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. Dine in, take out, and ask about catering. Online at hangarbaycafe.com.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Do you ever wonder how we're streaming millions of movies on demand or doing our banking from the beach? And how are we watching a live mission from Mars? Smart business minds dreamed these ideas, and Amazon Web Services is how they built them. With the broadest functionality and the most experience, the leading enterprises trust the AWS cloud to build the next big idea. Are you ready to build it? Learn more at awsishow.com.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan, the Insurance Man. We're back after the break. We've had a caller that came in during the break. We're gonna go to the phones. We're going to talk to Andrea and see what her question is.
Hey, Dan. My son turned 26 in August, and so I had to take him off my insurance and get him his own. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So he's a student at the University of Memphis, although we live here in Jacksonville. So I called around, and it was really confusing on how to get him his own policy, but I finally figured out I got with this GoHealth.com and got him a policy called Health Protector Guard Choice Value Fixed Indemnity. It's about $60 a month, and it covers just like the basics, And then for any kind of like urgent care, it covers a portion of it, a percentage. He's real healthy. Even he has a hospital stay, it, you know, covers so much. Did I do right there? And now that open enrollment is coming, do I need to redo this?
You know, it's an indemnity plan. So it's not real health insurance from the standpoint of health insurance, of how we look at it nowadays, and what's out there for a plan. I would, assuming that your son is in generally good health,
yeah,
you know, the least expensive way would be to maybe look at a high deductible plan and pair it with a, with like an accident plan, something that will, in the event, you know, he has to go to the emergency room, it'll pay for an emergency room visit. It'll help cover the deductibles, the high deductible, and, okay, and keep that out of pocket. Or you can go with a more traditional plan. Generally speaking, most universities require a PPO plan. Especially if you're living on campus, or even attending the school, they want to know that you can go to the doctor when you're sick, or in the event of an accident, that there's actual health insurance that's going to cover the medical expenses. So they tend to like that you have a good or a PPO plan situated. Now, the nice thing about it is that your son might be going to school in Memphis, but his home address is still technically here in Jacksonville.
Right.
So, you know, you can get a Florida PPO plan, depending on the county. Florida Blue is, you're in Duval. So there's there's a couple of options that are available to you, here in Duval, especially if he's 26. I take it he works. Does he work part time?
No, he's in medical school, so he does clinics, but he doesn't get paid.
Okay, so then you're looking at just going to the insurance company, getting a health plan direct, a decent PPO plan. He's 26. You're not looking at necessarily a whole lot of money. The least expensive route is going to be like a high deductible HSA qualified plan. You're not going to necessarily take advantage of the HSA portion of it, but there's plans that will have like maybe a $3,500 or a $3,800 deductible, and then you just pay the monthly premium, and then if necessary, you pick up a good accident plan to help cover anything that happens. But like a routine doctor visit, you're going to go out and you're going to get you're going to pay out of pocket the contracted rate for the doctor. If you have a company like Florida Blue and he's in Memphis, Tennessee, you're going to fall under the Blue Cross Blue Shield parent national umbrella.
Okay.
And there's going to be in-network doctors in Tennessee that he can see. So you don't even have to worry about the out-of-network portion of a PPO plan. So,
okay.
You know, so depending on the plan and the cost, that's really what you're trying to navigate at that point.
Okay, so now let me ask you, I guess I did kind of mess up by getting the indemnity. So he's been off insurance, real health insurance, for a couple months. So is he going to have to pay a fine?
No, he's not, because he's not earning any income. So the fine is basically zero.
Okay.
So and then come January 1 of 2019, the individual mandate's is officially repealed. So for 2019 and moving forward, there is no penalty for not having any type of health insurance. There's the only penalty would be not having health insurance and having a train wreck happen, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, we don't want that. Okay. So do you think I should just go ahead and start searching now with maybe Florida Blue, Blue Cross, whatever?
Yeah, you could. It's a good time to start. You have until December 15th to make a final decision. If you need to, you can always reach out to me. Can put you on hold and make sure that Brian will get your number, and I can always reach out to you after the show, and we can talk about more things specific that we don't necessarily that you don't necessarily want to broadcast to thousands of people.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
You're very welcome, Andrea. Hey, guys. So again, the number here at the station is 222-TALK or 222-8255. We were talking about uninsured motorists before. And again, I just want to stress, uninsured motorist protects you in the event of an accident. I was telling you guys that there are a lot, I do a lot of auto quotes, and the number of people who tell me, hey, I want the state minimum. You're potentially doing yourself a giant disservice when you buy state minimum coverage. Yes, it's the state minimum. Yes, Florida says, you know, that's what you're allowed to buy, you know, 10-20-10. But you know, let's be direct. If you go out and you look at cars nowadays and you're going to, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, hey, I want to buy a car to a car that's worth $10,000 is about 10 years old now with probably around 75 to 100,000 miles. And I want to ask you, so if you're driving a car or if you hit a car that is younger than 10 years old, then you probably don't have enough insurance to cover the potential damages for that vehicle. So I want you to think about that. 10-20-10 does not necessarily pay or fix the car you hit if it's a newer car, especially if it's a car like a Mercedes or an Audi, or it's one of those new, or if it's one of these newer cars that has the camera system in the back so that when you're backing up, that camera system kicks in so that you can see what's behind you easier when you're backing up so that you don't hit another car or a person. So when you rear end somebody and they have that type of a setup, guess what? It costs more to fix the car. So it's easy. And I'm going to use myself as an example. I just was recently in a car accident. About 15-20% of my front bumper and fender got clipped off of my car. Now, nobody was hurt. I was driving very slow, less than 10 miles an hour. So again, nobody was hurt, but it was about a $1,200 repair on my car, and I didn't have anything special done. The other car had about an equal amount of damage, and that was because and that was a Dodge Charger, I think a 2012 Dodge Charger. So it wasn't even necessarily a newer Dodge Charger. So, you know, look at that. There was about $2,500 in combined damages, you know, about $1,200 to my car, less my deductible, and probably about equal, maybe about equal damage to the other car. Again, nobody was hurt. So that was the good thing. But, you know, my coverages were sufficient or to pay the repairs. And that's the good thing. And, you know, here's another thing about the insurance companies. When you have short coverage like that, like 10-20-10, and you get into an accident, the insurance company says, you know, hey, our exposure is $10,000. So if somebody wants to come back and they want to sue you, the insurance company says, you know, hey, our exposure is $10,000. Here's a check for $10,000. Now you go away because we don't have any more. We don't have any more responsibility towards this policy other than the $10,000, $20,000 limits. So they write a check, but maybe there's $50,000 worth of damages and maybe somebody's been hurt. So there's not enough money to cover their injury and the repair on the vehicle. So who do they go after? Well, either they have uninsured if you don't have enough assets for them to be able to sue you directly, you're going to get, it's going to be their uninsured motorist that's going to kick in and protect them. or it's going to be an attorney knocking on your door. That was a pretty quick segment. So we'll see you on the flip side of this profit center break.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We're back after the break. The phone number here to the show is 222-TALK and or 222-8255, 222-8255. We had a question regarding health insurance, you know, and that's a good point. I want to use Andrea as an example that she has a child who is in college. They're out of state. Make sure that if they're over the age of 26, if they're under the age of 26, you can keep them on your policy, but please make sure that they're on a PPO policy. HMOs will not necessarily have a network of doctors or hospitals in their area. That's why the universities do require PPO plans, or that they require that you buy the university health insurance plan, which, by the way, tends to be much more expensive. If you think that the individual plans are expensive, then you know getting a university health plan is going to be a very surprising number to you as well. So make sure that they're in a PPO plan. If they work and they're earning, call it around $12,500 a year, then they can probably qualify for a plan through the Affordable Care Act that would be subsidized. And they would get a really, really sweet deal if that's the case. But again, that's if they're over the age of 26 and working. And we're even under the age of 26 and working, you can. But if you're claiming them, it can present a couple of problems. So you know we want to make sure that then at that point you want to reach out to somebody who understands how to write the policy and answer the questions so that you're not getting in trouble if that's the case. But again, if they're over the age of 26, you're still paying for their college. You can get them, and they're working, and they're making at least $12,500 or better. Then they will qualify for a very, very sweet, very, very rich benefit plan, benefit rich plan that you will be envious of. So again, any questions, just reach out 222-TALK or 222-8255. If you need to, you can also, like I said, you can go out to Facebook, search for Insurance Hour. You'll find my my Facebook page for the radio program, my email, and office lines. Office phone number is listed there. You can also search for me through the insurance agency, Thomas & Associates. You can go online, healthinsurancethomas.com, and you can go to the contact page. Look for Daniel, and I'm the only one. I'm the only one on the contact page, and you can shoot me an email, or you can give us a give me a call at the office. Again, take into account we're coming up to the open enrollment period window here. It's a good time to explore your options and see what you can do from a health insurance standpoint. Rideshare again, please, please, please. While Uber and Lyft say, "Hey, all you need for to all you need to use for us to be able to drive is to have a an active auto policy in the event of an accident while you're actually driving for Uber and Lyft, your insurance company is not likely to cover the accident. They're going to deny the claim, especially if you're at fault. If you're not at fault." Well, it's the other guy's insurance company who's going to cover things unless somebody's been hurt and your uninsured motorist will kick in. And then you may have an issue with that because, again, you're doing something in your car that, that a personal policy does not does, is not designed to do. So you want to look for a company that's going to give you that hybrid policy. It's called a rideshare policy. They are available. They do cost a little bit more. But you are fully protected in the event of a car accident, and so is your passenger, and that's what's important, that you're protecting your assets and your ability to continue earning a paycheck. So again, if you drive for Uber or Lyft, even if you're dry or any of the food delivery companies, you probably want to look at a rideshare. A rideshare policy to make sure that you're covered in the event of a car accident. Commercial insurance, you want to make sure that if you're using your personal vehicle for business purposes, you can do that. That's not a problem, but you want to make sure that you're letting the agent know who's writing the policy that you use that vehicle for business purposes. Will you pay more? Yes, but you're going to be protected in the event of an accident. Also, the business, you can list at that point, you want to make sure that you list your business as an additional insured on the policy. Doesn't necessarily cost any more, depends on the company, but I can't think of any companies that actually charge you to list an additional insured. All you got to do is just say, "Hey, I have to list this company as an additional insured on my policy." It's much like when you buy a car and you have like a bank or a credit union that has the loan and you're paying off the loan. Well, guess what? The bank tends to be on the policy as an additional insured. Why? Because they're the ones who actually own the car, and in the event that something happens, they want their money for the vehicle because they technically own it until you pay it off. So make sure if you're self-employed and you use your vehicle for work purposes, disclose that you use the vehicle for work purposes. Yes, you're going to pay a little bit more on the premium. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. You're protecting yourself properly, and you want to make sure that the business, especially if you're an LLC or incorporated or anything along those lines, that the business is also listed as an additional insured so that somebody doesn't go back and sue the business for any additional damages. So very, very, very important. Just remember, keywords, additional insured if you're self-employed and you're using your own vehicle, and make sure you disclose that you use it for business purposes if that's what you do. And I'm not talking, you know, hey, everybody, you know, they might grab their car or they might grab and say, hey, I got to go deliver this equipment or this package to somebody. And it's incidental and you use your own car and it's for business. Nobody's looking. No, that's not really considered business. The insurance companies aren't going to sit there and say, but something that you use on a day-to-day basis where if something were to happen, yes, you know, you're always better off saying that you use the vehicle for business purposes. Just remember, you use the vehicle for business purposes, protect yourself properly, and protect the assets of your business by having it listed as an additional insured on the policy. RVs, you know, travel trailers, make sure you have proper coverage on those. You want to make sure that, especially when you're driving around, if you don't own a home and you rent in an apartment, or you rent a single family residence, a house or a condo, make sure you get renter's insurance. If somebody breaks into your house or something happens and a pipe bursts because of from your upstairs neighbors and it floods out your room and it destroys your bedroom set, and you have to buy a new one, you know, you want a renter's policy that's gonna basically replace the contents of your home and buy you that new bedroom set. Like about $100,000 worth of coverage on a renter's policy is about $250 to $300 a year. So we're not talking a lot of money, and it's well worth it to protect you on those particular points. Motorcycles. If you own a motorcycle, please, please, please get some life insurance, or make sure you should have life insurance on yourself. It's not because you're going to do something that's going to get you killed. It's because there's going to be a driver out there who's not going to see you, and they're going to paste you into the pavement, and your family's going to be left with picking up the pieces. Make sure you have plenty of life insurance coverage, so that they can bury you, so that they can pay off the bills, so that they can pay off any medical expenses that might have occurred, and make sure that your family's well taken care of. You know, as a rule of thumb, you should at least have, at a bare minimum, 10 times your income. So that means if you make $50,000 a year, you should at least replace 10 times your income. You should have at least a $500,000 policy on yourself, so that if something happens, your wife, your husband, they have the ability to maintain the standard of living. Why? Because they're going to get $500,000 income tax free, and be able to portion that money out and for 10 years to maintain the standard of living for your family, while they're making adjustments through a very emotional time. If I hear the music, we're gonna call it a wrap. And just remember, we're here every Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. And we look forward to talking to you next week.